It's Thursday, the 4th of November. This is the Sodcast. This is episode 14.
Absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin, we're recording the Sodcast.
Can somebody kill the Ryanair airplane, please?
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host, Peter Donegan.
Yes, folks, and welcome to yet another episode of the Sodcast, the loudest gardening podcast in the world. I think it's the only Irish podcast. Either or, I still have a cracking show for you this week. I have, of course, got my images for the blog, I have my links for the podcast, I have my This Week's Oddities, I have my And Finally section, I have the return of one of my favourite guests, Miss Shauna Coronado, all the way from the States. I spoke to her earlier this morning at 6 o'clock. First up on the blog, it's well known what I do for a living. Yes, of course, I build gardens, I put that extra little, I make your garden, even if it is existing, just a little bit spicier, a little bit sexier. Coming up to Christmas, you haven't got that long left. And it is nice when the garden looks pretty, even though the weather outside is frightful. It's a regular question, I suppose, that comes up, you know, as regards, you know, it's raining, Pete, you know, is it the wrong time? Is it your quiet time of year? Au contraire, Rodney, it's the extreme opposite of the quiet time of year. Essentially, although the weather is bad, one must work through. One doesn't have a choice. I mean, nature doesn't pause. Even though the weather might, I won't say slow me down, I think it would slow the amount of requests coming in. There's an awful lot to be done in the garden. As I said to you, most people I know haven't started planting trees because soil conditions would have stalled, or but you still got to get on with it. There's tree planting to be done. The bulbs have to be planted. Bulbs, I bet you didn't plant them. I bet you bought them, you left them in the shed and you didn't do anything with them. Well, most people I know have done all of that already. You know, even in my own work, we've done so much as regards to tree planting and the bulb planting already. You know, we're laying lawns this week. That's surprising. It's not. Show must go on. The garden still needs be complete. People still want to complete it for Christmas. They still want it done and they want it looking settled. They don't want it done the week before Christmas, or at least this is the, I suppose, the response that I'm getting. They don't want it looking like it's brand spanking new. They want it looking like it's been extremely well maintained. But I and you both know that it only went in. You need it to settle. And as always, for the garden, if you're interested, and for matters of the podcast and of the blog, you can, as always, contact me on info@donneganlandscaping.com. That's the email. I'm at Donegan Gardens on Twitter. And finally, you can contact me via the contact page on the website. That's www.donneganlandscaping.com. Whew. Straight into this week on the blog. There are two posts up there. The first one I did was on display gardens and garden exhibits, and the second one was on biodiversity. The one on display gardens and garden exhibits was very much, I suppose, it's another service that I do provide. I suppose when I delved into it a little bit, it was kind of, I don't know, I found it hard to pick out just five examples or four, or I can't remember what I gave, it was three examples of gardens that I had done, show gardens that were literally installations, and in particular, the two that I liked were the ones that were done. One was in Smithfield and it was built entirely on a cobbled, I suppose, courtyard street. Is that fair to say, people of Dublin? But the installation time was very much one day. I only had one day to put it together. The other one was in the front window of a supermarket just outside Dublin city centre. And again, I only had one day to put that together. It's interesting to see what happens before, what happens afterwards. It was also interesting when I popped it out on Twitter just to ask around how many people had actually used inverted commas gardening in any format to promote their product or business. And I suppose from the podcast, I think it was 2 weeks ago, was it episode 12 or episode 13? It was amazing how many businesses didn't actually use the front of their grounds to promote their business. It's sitting there, and there are ways of doing, I suppose, landscaping that can attract attention. If you look at what the guys from Electric Picnic did with the pink boat and even taking that down there, yeah, pink boat, blah, blah, blah. But it's very, very true. I mean, if you want to see bad landscape, pass by Bank of Ireland on Bagot Street in Dublin City Centre, and they've got that oddball sculpt that looks like a symmetrical McDonald's sign. Is that the best way to describe it? It's just a big grey expanse of concrete. And so, yeah, it's probably reticent of... I don't bank with Bank of Ireland, and I don't have much time for people in the bank and trade. No offence to anybody in particular, but I think bankers have made the news for good reason recently. Not all. I take all of that back. I don't mean it like that, but come on. I mean, it's boring and bland. You know, it's got a yellow thing in the centre of it. God, dude, put some grass in, for God's sake, and make it a little bit prettier, will you? The second one was on biodiversity. Yeah, moving on swiftly before I dig a big hole for myself. But the second one was on biodiversity. And I'll be really honest with you. I actually don't know. I won't say I don't know too much about biodiversity, but I didn't. I suppose the fairest way of saying is when I wrote the post, when I started reading up on it, when people started asking me what it was, I actually didn't know the definition off by heart. So, for example, the definition of a weed is a plant growing in a place where it's not wanted. The definition of biodiversity is an entirely different one. And when I started rooting through, based on what people were saying to me, I started looking through websites that were about biodiversity. Very, very few of them actually said, "Hiya, Mary, Jim, look, it's about the birds and the bees in your back garden. And if you concrete the whole thing in, you're not going to have any nature. And that's bad because there's no flowers, there's no plants, there's no reason for any nature to come in." I mean, I know when I moved into Ballybohol, first of all, there was no dividing hedge grow between me and one neighbour. And I planted about 120 trees and I got the lawn in and et cetera and et cetera. And I put my log piles in. I put my, I think I countersunk, you like this one, I countersunk an old sink below soil level. And all of a sudden I had frogs in the garden. I think I saw yellowhammers. I'm not big into bird watching of the aviary variety, but yellowhammers came into the garden for the first time. I think a friend of mine is into it, and John actually said to me, he said, "Petey, I hadn't seen yellowhammers in something like 10 years. And these birds, for want of a better description, if you got a bird and you colored it in with an luminous marker, that's the color of their chest. It is phenomenal. So we've allotted that in. I've let part of the garden go wild underneath the fruit trees. You're probably well aware of that one from listening to the podcast. There's an old pile of logs just dropped down the back of the garden. I mean, okay, look, I'll be dead honest with you. I actually took the logs and like flecked them down the back of the garden. But this pile of logs, I just left them there and they're rotting away. That's fine. But that's kind of what biodiversity is all about. You know, it's the bird box. It's bits and bobs. But the great thing about it all, and there's a kiddies book that I'm due to review, a kiddies gardening book. And a lot of what is, I suppose, suggested and encouraged within that book is going out and making a little pond in the garden, and not something that's dangerous, but putting, you know, essentially a small puddle in a container in your garden and trying to allow insects and nature come back in. So that, I mean, it's a two-way street. You take the ugly bits and the bad bits and you work hard during the winter time. You do your bit out and you prune your trees and you do a little bit of new planting, and come summertime you get your just rewards. I think it is fair dues. Moving on swiftly, I have my images for the podcast. These are really, really simple. Okay, so I've got six of them up there. The first one was a sign that I saw in a garden centre recently, and it just had that they support Irish plant growers, and I think that's hugely important. So if I could ask you one favour, and you are going in and doing your little bit, number one, just ask, "Hiya, look, do you know if this plant was grown, not bought by an Irish nursery and imported from another country, was it grown and developed in Ireland?" Very, very simple. If it's not, you know, after that, it's up to you. You can make an informed decision. The second one is Skimmia. It's a variety of Skimmia. Won't get into that, but it's burying at this moment in time. And I like it's kind of giving you that kind of little bit of a Christmas-y feel. And that's good, isn't it? silver buckets, I thought, were really, really nice. And I just kind of said, yeah, wouldn't they be nice if you took the, if you look at the fourth photograph, which is the cyclamen, and you put a pot of those with some of the burying plants, put them into one of the steel buckets. You might have to drill a hole in the bottom of it, but I just thought, you know, wouldn't it be good? Wouldn't it be nice? And you'd end up essentially with, if you took the window box below that in photograph number 5 and put it into the little bucket, wouldn't that be a nice gift? What would it cost you? 20 quid? Maybe? Somewhere around about there? A little bit of compost somewhere? Yeah, that's cool. That's pretty, pretty cool. The last one, I don't know. I just saw this bus and I had written on the side of the bus, what's the feckin' story? And I just thought, yeah. Well, that made me smile. So I said it, pass it on and drop it in as a little bit of a doozy at the very, very end. Yeah, moving straight on. For the first time in about 4 weeks, folks, I have the return of Miss Shauna Coronado. Take a listen, see how we get on. It's 6 o'clock on a Thursday morning and I'm talking to my good friend Shauna Coronado. Shauna, how are you?
I am wonderful. It is midnight in the United States. What are you doing making me stay up so late?
Well, what are you doing making me get up so early, I think, is the answer to that one.
You are nothing but trouble, I tell you. Wow. So what's the weather like there?
I've built an ark, Shauna, and I'm taking 2 of every plant that are not dioecious, and I'm putting them on an ark, and I'm going to sail it down the roads of Ballyboll, which are probably flooded by now, I would suggest, and I'm going to go to work.
Oh, I tell you, it is wonderful here, actually. This is a great time of year in the United States, and right now where I'm living, I live near Chicago, and it's very fall, so the last of the leaves are falling off the tree. The weather's been fabulous and sunny, although a bit chilly. It's 56 degrees here now. I don't know what that is in Celsius. I'll have to look that up real quick, but it is definitely a beautiful fall day here.
Shauna, what's happening with you in the world? What's going on with you? What are you working at this moment in time?
Well, the most wonderful thing is I've just finished a series of videos on how to feed the hungry. And we actually, towards the end of the summer, we brought a famous chef to my front lawn. It was so much fun. We literally put a table right in my garden on top of the plants, and we built $10 meals or less. We did a whole 10-part series on it. It was very, very cool. And it's a way to help, you know, if you have overabundance in the garden, you got to donate that if you can and help your community. So that was my whole goal with it.
Wow. And how did the videos go down?
Fantastic. Everything went really well. And you remember, when you're cooking these meals, I actually get to eat them all. You know, so I'm eating my way through the garden. It's fabulous. We really had a great time.
Shauna, I wanted to talk to you this week about biodiversity. It's fairly much a buzzword over here. What does biodiversity mean in the States?
Biodiversity can be applied to several different categories. For example, in your garden, you can have biodiverse plants, which means instead of a monoculture growing all the same thing, like all corns or all bean, you instead grow something that's quite diverse from each other. So you have lots of tomatoes and lots of beans and lots of potatoes and lots of all different types of vegetables. In the U.S., we talk about biodiversity as it applies to animal life. And here we're having trouble with our bee population. So there are different types of bees that like different types of flowers. And keeping your garden biodiverse means that more wildlife will come that will help support the sustainable community. And we're keeping our soil biodiverse. You know, if you compost well, you have rotted manure, you get all these really diverse creatures down in the soil doing their job, and that helps the plants grow better.
But is it not a case, though? I mean, in Ireland, I know a lot of people that I speak to, and they'll turn around to me and go, oh, come on, Pete, I don't want compost in my back garden. It attracts, you know, rats, or I don't want to have bee pollinating plants in my garden. I don't want those in my garden. I don't want bees in my garden, you know.
But you don't want bees pollinating. You don't want all that sex happening right there in your backyard, right? That's crazy. Well, here's the thing. Compost does not stink. If you put meat or milk products in your compost, it will smell. And so don't do it. Instead, what you want to do when you build a compost is build a strong mix, just like you're building a biodiverse soil. You need a strong mix of stuff in it. For example, you need a mix of browns what we call browns, and greens. Browns are like really carbon-rich materials, like newspaper, brown paper bags shredded from the grocery store, floor sweepings, old grass clippings, and dead leaves. Then there are greens. Greens are nitrogen-rich materials, and they are what really, it's like the acid that really kicks everything in, and it's new grass clippings and plant prunings and spent flowers, coffee grounds, tea bags, all of those things I use. You can also add manures in, but you only want to add barnyard type of manures, that animals that don't eat meat. And then your compost won't stink, it'll be wonderful, and you're going to make gold for your garden. And it's the first step to getting biodiversity into your garden, right? Because everything starts with the soil.
I've never giggled so much listening to a woman talking about making compost from manure.
It's so sexy. It really is. It is. I love making compost. It's one of my favorite things to do. And you don't need one of these fancy composters. You can do it all on your own. You know, you can have a little area, a corner of your back garden. Lots of people make compost like in a small box even. And so you can do it. It's really easy.
How does your own personal compost area work?
Dude, you have to mix it. That's the secret. It can turn over and turn into compost in just a few weeks. If you're mixing, it's like a witch's brew, you know? You're out there stirring it every so often.
I'm not going out and mixing compost once a year. I'm not. I do this for a living. I mean, it goes to 10 foot tall and it reduces down to 3 foot tall.
Leave it. If you want to just leave it, like I have one of my back compost piles, I just throw everything in there and ignore it, and then next year it's soil. Yay.
And that's all I had time for with Shauna today. She will of course be back up again within the next couple of weeks on the podcast, and I'm going to move straight on. We got a 20 minute show, I have a lot to get through. This week's oddities, folks, I have from BBC SciTech. They're on Twitter as at BBC SciTech. Tree diseases are on the rise in the UK. Yep. Courtesy at Simon P. Republic and Colm Tobin, quote, "It'd be a sad day for our democracy if you weren't allowed to dump a tin of paint over a woman digging a hole in a field." I won't explain to you the context in which that comment has been given. Those from Ireland will have a fair idea. Those who haven't may be mildly upset. Go ask the lads, they'll explain it all to you. Europa Bio tells me that, oh yeah, this came from Crop World 2010, that support is growing for GMs in Europe. There's an article there, go take a look, read it, see what you think. Let me know how you get on. From last Saturday's Irish Times Weekend magazine, yeah, Jane did a really nice article last week. I thought it was well worth a read again. It's on urban hedges, and she says, quote, "I managed to slip in the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band 2. Yo. Go check it out. No, I really liked it on a serious note. Well done, Jane. Via the Science Gallery, Green War Machines. Quote from them, this came in via Twitter as well. US Navy completes successful test on boat powered by algae. It's an interesting story. A very interesting story. The quote alone made me smile. In the And Finally section, I didn't really have one. There was a video that I used recently when I was doing a post on water issues. Again, it made me giggle. And anything that puts a smile on my or your face is well worth another watch. What can I say, folks? That's all I have time for today. I'll talk to you next Thursday. In the meantime, have a great weekend and the great outdoors. Do get outside. Do smile. Put the raincoat on. Go out in the rain. Have a laugh. Dance in a puddle. Do something. Let me know how you get on. As always, you'll find me on twitter.com/Donegan Gardens. I'm email info@DonneganLandscaping.com. And I am, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. Take care. Bye for now. Have a great weekend in the great outdoors.